This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri lawmakers will open their 2019 session on Wednesday. It marks the first full legislative session for Governor Mike Parson, who wants to work with Republican lawmakers to pass some of his agenda. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on both parties' expectations about the coming year in Jefferson City.
After Parson became governor last June, he zeroed in on two major priorities: bolstering workforce development programs such as early childhood education and increasing transportation spending. Both of those focuses have gained bipartisan support, but following through on the details is a tricky exercise. Parson's bid to expand state involvement in early childhood education and find a new revenue source for roads and bridges won't be easy, especially with state revenue expected to grow by a relatively small amount. Still, Parson says he's willing to work with the GOP-controlled legislature to get things done.
It's foolish when the governor of the state of Missouri don't figure out some ways to work with the legislative body. Are we going to agree with everything? No. Are we going to go toe-to-toe on some issues? Probably will. You know, but there's going to be a lot more things I think we're going to agree on. But you have to have those relationships to be able to get to the table and sit down and say, okay, look.
Other items on Parson's agenda include the passage of a statewide prescription drug monitoring program aimed at curbing opioid overdoses. Efforts to get that measure off the ground have failed in recent years, but Senate President Pro Tem-elect Dave Schatz believes that the departure of prescription drug monitoring critic Rob Schaff from the Senate could provide an opening.
Every person that's testified in committee before me, I ask the same question. Can a doctor make a better decision with more information or less? Every one of them will always say, if an informed doctor makes a better decision if he has information.
After the passage of several high-profile ballot initiatives, a number of GOP lawmakers have expressed support for overhauling the initiative petition process. Senator-elect Eric Burleson, for instance, wants to require constitutional amendments to get two-thirds of the vote before going into effect.
When you look at our Constitution, it's like a phone book. It is very thick. To me, it's too big.
Burleson made headlines late last year when he proposed resurrecting right to work, which bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues. That law was repealed by voters in August 2018 and is not a big agenda item for GOP legislative leaders like Schatz.
That hasn't changed. My opinion on that hasn't changed. But when I talk about whether or not I think it's going to be something that's going to, you know, that we're going to be pushing that agenda for me, no, that's not going to be something that we're going to be pushing.
But members of both political parties are interested in going after changes to state legislative redistricting, which voters approved in November 2018. The so-called Clean Missouri Amendment gives a demographer first crack at drawing House and Senate maps, which have to be crafted to emphasize partisan fairness and competitiveness. Both parties have expressed interest in placing something before voters to alter or repeal the new state legislative redistricting system. While Republicans are the primary opponents, it's also drawn scorn from Democratic African-American lawmakers like State Representative-elect Maria Chappelle Nadal, who believe it will lead to fewer Black House and Senate members.
After what has happened in St. Louis County and the state of Missouri, I cannot by any means give up the opportunity for African Americans to represent, or any other minority, to represent other minorities.
Even though they're heavily outnumbered, House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid says it's a Democratic focus to prevent any effort to change or repeal Clean Missouri or to resurrect right to work.
And so that will be one of my main priorities out of this office, is to hold to the will of the people. I think the legislature should not go against what the folks tell us to do.
Also on the to-do list for Missouri lawmakers is making changes to the low-income housing tax credit and potentially restricting some emails that legislators send or receive. Clean Missouri made legislative communications open under the Sunshine Law. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.